Retail Broadcast Channel with Peter Nayens.
A retail reset in an emerging market. My name is Peter Nayens and this is the Retail Broadcast Channel. Today I'm going to talk with Dominika Michiak, the owner of Skillpoint. She is specialized in retail and sales training and author of the magazine New Sales and Marketeer. Hello Dominika, thank you for being our guest and share your knowledge and experience.
Hello, Peter. It's so nice to be here today. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast.
Oh, you're very welcome, Dominika. Dominika and I will be talking about the reshaping of retail in an emerging market and the acceleration of this process during the pandemic. Well, Dominika, just to get our listeners to know you a little bit better, how and where did your retail journey start?
My first experiences reached to my first part-time jobs when I was a student, but I drowned in retail for real like 12 years ago, joining a shopping mall management team. It was a very demanding and interdisciplinary job. I was juggling many tasks in the field of facility management, administration, sales report, and customer relation management. And I got very close to retail and gained a very interesting perspective. I always looked at the business through the eyes of the customer. So that job led to me be here.
Yeah. You also write retail blogs. What are the main topics you handle in your blogs?
It's usually customer service, customer experience, and management in retail. I say to the people that I take care of the human aspect of retail.
Yeah, the human aspect, absolutely. And can you also tell me how you approach your topics in your blog?
The blog started in 2012. I was a bit fed up with my Excel reports working in my corporation. So I started a blog thinking that it would be in my diary. I just wanted to express my views and share some interesting content I came across. I'm still on my learning path. So sometimes I treat my blog as a notebook and these topics just come to me on their own, because when you have something on your radar and retail is on my radar, customer service and customer experience are very close to me. And I think that I naturally come across those topics in news, books, podcasts, seminars, blogs, etc. And I learn many things from that sources. And you don't know that I'm a self-taught. So everything I learned about retail, I gain from those sources. So I wasn't part of any school, of retail school. And it just happened like magic, maybe.
I see. And if I would hire you as a trainer, how does your process start?
Usually business owners have some particular challenges in their business, like sales, customer service issues, team management, onboarding process, etc. So they come to me and we start the process from a thorough needs analysis. When I define the best tools based on questions I ask to the CEOs and to the other employees, because what I try to investigate are the real problems, because sometimes one thing is said and under the cover, there's something different. So I try to define the best tools and we start working and on developing particular things, skills, or we introduce new standards. Well, it depends on the project, because I treat every customer very individually. because everybody and every business has different resources and needs. So every project is very individual. So now during the pandemic, many businesses switched into more agile and agile educational forms. So I deal with blended learning processes, and they are more cost effective. We can work online, and I think it's something which seemed to be impossible 3 or 5 years ago. So it has been a huge shift for retail business and their cooperation with me.
Yes, amazing. And as a trainer, what is the importance of good trained personnel, and what are the advantages?
You know, I think the well-trained personnel can be a huge market advantage, especially in terms of customer loyalty. And research shows that customers are eager to pay more for a great customer experience. And it's a lot cheaper to maintain a relationship with an existing client rather than acquiring a new one. Well, I strongly believe in this human factor, which I mentioned before, and both in brick and mortars and online, I think everybody needs this human touch in our daily conversations and sales processes. And, you know, this cross-channel experiences, which is becoming more and more common in our business, I think gives us the really nice opportunity to grow our business. And, you know, even there, I came across a research of Adobe that shows that companies that invest heavily in cross-channel customer engagement enjoy 10% year-over-year growth. Well, 10% higher average order value and 25% better conversions. So I think these percentages are the reason to have a great personnel and well-trained people.
So how does a general CEO think about training their personnel?
Well, there are two groups of CEOs, two types, I guess. The CEOs I met on my way came across my services, and I consider them as a really aware CEOs who know that personnel, which is well-trained, as an asset, I guess. But I also experienced other type of CEOs who still believe the price is the only criterion in the customer's decision process. And they don't believe that that people and this human factor can help their to increase their sales and brand loyalty and brand awareness and et cetera.
Before the pandemic, Poland was already an emerging market. What is the impact now? Did the growth stop or slow down?
Well, let's not forget that companies in Poland struggle against the economic crisis, rising inflation, and increasing fuel costs, which all translate into an overall increase in commodity prices. In addition, we are undergoing temporary supply issues, not only with essential everyday products, but also all kinds of technological goods. And many potential customers continue to work from home or in a hybrid mode, which has completely changed their consumer behavior. As if that were not enough, the employment costs are rising because of Polish new order, like a government's economy plan to raise the taxes, and etc. And even the labor force itself is much harder to acquire. of course, what we experience is also the war crisis at the Ukraine, and for the last few days we experience well, something like pandemic, but much worse, I guess, a crisis which is going to influence on Polish economy, and we are going to see new problems and new challenges for the economy and Polish retail in that terms. And well, our market has changed a lot and it's on constant change. So it's really hard to predict the future right now, especially in terms of Putin's invasion on the Ukraine, which is another game changer, I guess. What I can say more is that our market turned into e-commerce a lot, and Polish e-commerce, B2C, is worth over 100 billion Polish zloty, and about 90% of internet users buy online, which is a huge shift comparing into the times, well, before COVID or pre-COVID times.
And was the pace of technology in general following this emerging market, or did it stay behind? Because technology, it's not so easy to follow an emerging market.
Mm-hmm. I think the retailers had no other choice rather than to adjust to the new situation, and they had to redefine their business models and use the technology, which provides many interesting solutions. What I observe in Polish market are convenience stores, for example, Central and Eastern Europe chain Żabka, which is frog in English, which has launched a Żabka store and in a partnership with French Decathlon and Nano Store locations. It's a self-service store concept, which is emerging in Poland. And I think it's a nice option because it's an excellent way to scale up the business with relative ease, and they provide a fast and convenient shopping experience. Moreover, they are available to customers with virtually no limitations. So the technology is very nice there. And I think it's a good example of technology entering the retail. In the last 2 years, have been an enormous growth in demand for quick deliveries. For example, this Q-commerce trend, which is very, very on the rise in Poland. Customers are becoming less and less open to long shopping sessions. So this Q-commerce is a great solution with getting all the goods in very short time using technology, using their mobile phones and via special apps, which has changed the retail a lot in that field. I think this there's another way that retailers adjust to the change in technological terms. For example, using click and collect services, and for sellers having consumers place an order and pick it up themselves has many advantages because it's an incoming footfall. And of course, e-commerce joining the brick and mortar, and I think this click and collect service provides this omni-channel experience, which is a must today. I think this Q-commerce offerings can range from food to cleaning supplies and small household products, and click and collect can be present in fashion and many other branches and many other sectors. So I think it's a great way that retail answers this technology challenges which we mentioned.
Absolutely. Well, in most countries, the government forced the closing of stores for several months. But how did you manage these last two difficult years? And did you see a change in the customer behavior?
Absolutely. I think the Polish people came back to shopping malls, but their behavior has changed. The average visit time has shortened, and people dwell less in shops and malls. We spend more time browsing the internet and are better prepared to shopping. One of my customer works in the beauty sector, and the competition there is fierce. They sell online and in brick and mortars, and what they see is that the customer behavior is a real challenge for them in terms of providing a seamless experience, because the client's demand is that every channel, the level of service and the price will be the same, and the ease of a shop of shopping will be maintained. And those retailers, just like my client I mentioned, have really big challenge to cope, to provide that expectations, and to answer those expectations.
Yeah, very good. And what is your opinion about the future of retail and what can we expect?
I can see a huge impact of automatization process, and everything goes faster and faster. Let's not forget about personalization trend, and companies, I think, will be offering highly tailored products and experiences, just like wearables and made to measure clothes. So I think that's the future. In Poland, easy and quick payments are also on hype, and will be a must, in my opinion. Contactless payment, which allows shoppers to pay by waving their card or mobile in front of the reader at the POS. So I think the shops will soak with technology. But I think in Poland, to be as a standard, we need to wait for a minute.
And maybe more personally, what are your future steps? Maybe a little scoop?
It's hard to say because retail is changing so dramatically and so dynamically that I need to follow. I think I need to switch more into digital and digital products and the digital presence online to be more present in some social media channels, probably, or educate customers in other ways. I did.
For the last question, it comes all to the same question. What is the most revolutionary thing you did lately?
I turned into e-commerce myself a bit, and I started offering digital products and services in my own online store. So I became one of the retailers as well. Maybe more B2B, but online business is a quite new field for me. This year means a lot of learning, but I'm really optimistic about the future, and I think it's the natural consequence of this shift we all made.
Absolutely. Very revolutionary indeed. So, thank you so much, Dominika, for sharing all your knowledge and wisdom. I hope you enjoyed it as well.
Well, yes, thank you so much for having me, Peter. It was a really pleasure for me to have this conversation.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Thank you for listening to our retail broadcast channel. If you like this episode, make sure to hit the like button and subscribe. Let us know what challenges you are facing, and we will talk about it on our next podcast. If you'd like to know more about retail, visit our website www.analyticalalways.com. You can also find us on your favorite social media channels, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, or LinkedIn.
You're listening to Retail Broadcast Channel.